Blog Talk Radio.
Crazy that we and some of us forget that God has always been with us through all the drugging and bugging, all the confusion and abusing, even in the good times when we were chilling and villain, God has always been there. And you want to keep God first, family second, career third. And that's what I do each and every day. I keep God first, family second, career third, and it has been working for me. And I tell you, God has never, ever, ever left me. I got to give some shout-outs because, you know what, when you worship in the Lord and when you chasing the Lord, don't despise the chastening of the Lord. You got to think about it. God chased you for so many years, so why can't you chase him? Wouldn't it only be right for you to chase him, to chase his word, to get to know him? But don't despise the chastening of the Lord. And when you start to get connected, you get beautiful people who start to come in into your life and start to recognize the type of things that you're doing and the type of positivity that you're on. And anytime you're doing anything positive, you're going to gravitate positive people towards you. So I definitely got to give a shout-out to my Twitter love. I want to give a shout-out to me, M_E_Speaks, Me Speaks. I definitely got to give a shout-out to you. Much diva love. I got to give a shout-out to Future Guru 100. I know you want to check in. I got to give a shout-out to Rod Heavy Radio. Y'all make sure y'all follow all these people on Twitter. I also want to give a shout-out to India Chelsea. If I'm saying your last name wrong, I apologize, but I love you, diva. She's so positive. And the Lord, I got to give a shout-out to I Am Tweet Beats. I also want to give a shout-out to Toya Renee Music, also Tay Black, that's a good brother. Tay Black, shout out to you. Janine365, Miss Tasha, Miss Nira. Oh, also definitely want to give a shout out to my girl Pretty Lady Act. So y'all make sure that you guys follow these people because they are definitely part of the movement and they are definitely positive. Oh, I almost forgot Genius. You know you can't forget a Genius, but shout out to Genius. I'm just so thankful to having these people in my life. Now I want to give some Facebook love. Facebook is always in on the check-in. This media networking and media social network is something serious. It has done a lot of things for me, but, you know, I'm just so thankful. I want to give a shout-out to Sadia. Hey, Sadie. I want to give a shout-out to David Roberts. I want to give a shout-out to Alicia Smith, Yakima French. I want to give a shout-out to Kathy, and I'm going to give the rest of the shout-outs later because I definitely want to get into the Word of God. It just feels good just saying that the Word of God, it just gives me goosebumps. So let me tell y'all about the story, Denise, and I'm going to give y'all a scripture. We're going to call this the Neighborhood Mall. It says, therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or where shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have needs of all these things. But seek ye God in first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So wonderful. And I have to ask this question. I've been posting this question all last night and all this morning. You know, what can that God do for your business and your career? And has God been taking a back seat of your business in your career? So let's get into it. It says, Denise was determined to have her own successful business. She loved sewing, so she decided she would open a store making and selling African dyes. Denise was determined to have a business in the African-American community that employed teens, young adults, and other members of the community. But her sales rarely increased beyond selling $4 a week. Wow. Nevertheless, she stayed on her knees begging God not to let her yield to the thoughts of intimate failure. After increasing her efforts to making her dyes, expenses increased, but sales actually decreased. Everyone told her, you know what, you need to get a real job and stop wasting your time. But you know what, Denise tuned them out and trusted God. And then she, as she tuned them out, she tuned God in. Now, Lord, what will you have me do? She asks every day, God, what will you have me do? Denise's prayers help ease the sting of a possible business failure. No one, not even Denise, is quite sure when things turned around, but Denise's two-story building is home to the largest-selling African Dow company in Georgia. It is the pride of the community. Now, you guys, is your community full of new and, you know, ongoing businesses, development? Do you see a lot of things getting built in your area? A lot of houses been torn down, the businesses coming in. Now, if this is so, then you have a community that probably supports its business owners. Thriving businesses create jobs and wealth within neighborhoods. You know, you are critical to the success of the businesses in your community. Did y'all know that? Do you want the best restaurants or shopping and banking experience you can possibly have in your community? Now, what you should do, if you want all that, you need to invest into your community by supporting its local businesses. Then you can sit back and reap the rewards of the money well spent. And we talking about all this week, we've been talking about commitment to the community, how important it is to have a commitment to the community. And, you know, Denise, she started her own African Dow shop, and she was going through that she wasn't seeing the increase of the sales. Also, you know, she was getting backlash from people saying, you know what, well, you ain't going to make it. You know, you need to go ahead and get a real job. You wasting your time trying to start businesses, and you know how people can go in and say, you know what, black ain't nobody gonna buy no African Dows. You know, black people don't spend money on stuff like that. They don't stick close to their heritage. But it, for me personally, it's not about black, white, or Korean or Chinese, pink, yellow, orange, and turquoise blue. It really does not matter. You're supposed to support the businesses in your community. If you live in Jersey and you go all the way to New York to go buy shoes, why wouldn't you go and buy from the sister, you know, that's in your community, you know, and even, or the shop that's in your community? And as business owners, we need to put God first, family second, career third. If you're a business owner and you're in a community, you want to make sure you have reasonable prices, first of all, and have items that's quality, you know, and not only that, when you open in the store, make sure you can employ young youth and the people in your community. So, because, you know, when I'm on the track, well, I am on the track and deciding, you know, where I want to open up my store and what I want to do with it, it's in the community. I want to employ people within my community. You know, when I was, before I moved to Seattle, Washington, and I was downtown Newark, I seen these men, these construction workers, they was marching with a sign, and they had two big blow-up animals. One was a rat, and the other one, I think, was a raccoon or something. But what they was doing, they was in front of the city hall, and they was protesting against Cory Booker, saying that, you know, it's a development right here across from the city hall, a building, and these people, these contractors are out-of-the-city contractors. Why didn't he hire or get contractors within the city to work when normally knowing that we need jobs? I definitely want to hear your comments on the situation, you know, as far as with your business, what God has done for you. And, you know, even on the topic today, you know, the topic is, you know, what can God do for your business or your career? And, you know, is God taking the back seat of your business and your career? I want you to call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. You can also check in live with me on a live chat. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaMaryK. And once you get to the page, all you got to do is click on the chat now, the live chat, and we can definitely get it in. I want y'all to tell me, you know, what God has done for y'all, because y'all don't know. Y'all don't know what God has done for me, but I have no problem with witnessing. We about to get into some hot music by your girl Kira Sheed, or a.k.a. Kiki. She got a song called You Don't Know, and it's so hot. Again, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now live on Diva Spot ENT Radio, getting that spiritual feed, and let's go. Y'all, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot ENT Radio, and we are getting our spiritual feeding on. Good morning to the East Coast. I'm sorry, good morning to the West Coast, and good afternoon to the East Coast. And North and South, y'all know I got love for y'all. I love doing this each and every day. That was your girl Kira Sheed, and that was You Don't Know. And I like how she said, let me tell you what he did for my mother. It's about witnessing and it's about supporting one another. It's so important at the end of the day that we support one another because that's what it's all about. It's about the support. And we talking about on the day, you know, has, you know, with your business, what can God do for your career and for your business? And sometimes, you know, we get so caught up in, oh, I got to run my store, I got to open up my store, I got to go to school, I got to get training. Take that eye out of there sometimes. It's so important that you take that eye out and put God into it. God woke me up this morning. God gave me the ability to have a healthy body and a healthy mind to open my store. And speaking of healthy, y'all, I'm drinking on this OG coffee. It is Organo Gold coffee, and Miss Hargrove introduced me to it. It is such good coffee. When I say I feel so open and I feel so energized, I don't feel healthy, and you know, it tastes so good. If you want to get you, well, not even if you want to, you need to get you some of this coffee, because not only do we need to put God first, we need to start eating a lot more healthy as well. I want you to go to mhargrove.organogold.com. That's mhargrove.organogold.com. And if you didn't get the information, you can always archive the show once it's over, and you can get the information again. And you can follow me on Twitter, because I'm definitely going to be posting this. So that's going to be www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. And also Facebook, Facebook.com/DivaMaryKay. I have all the Organo Gold coffee. It has coffee, it has tea, it got cocoa, but I just feel so energized. I feel so healthy. I don't feel like query and shaky. I did customer service for 6 years, so I know coffee, and this is definitely some good coffee. So step your game up and holler at her, because she can definitely put you on board to getting the coffee. Also, starting your own business with selling this coffee. This coffee is making money, and best believe Diva Mary Kay is jumping on board with her. But we got to support each other's businesses. So many times we be right in the community and we'll pass, you know, a mom and pop up, or we'll pass certain restaurants up and go all the way out to spend our money with people who don't even respect us, people who don't even care who we are or to respect us. So many times God take the back burner in your business. Why is God taking the back burner in your business so much? Like, why is that so? Why is God taking the back burner in your career? You wake up, and I said this yesterday, we were talking about the youth, because we're still talking about commitment to the community. It's so important that you get a commitment to the community, but you definitely want to put God first, family second, and career third. That's exactly what you want to do. God first, family second, and career third. That's what it's all about. You know, I can't believe it. I can't believe that. You know, a lot of us sometimes we'll see somebody starting their own business in our community, and we'd be like, oh, we ain't messing with them. I only go to this store, and I'm so high class. It's not about that, y'all. It's not about that. And even down to the music. I know we all got our favorite artists and our favorite rappers and our favorite R&B. You know, but take the time out to listen to somebody that's on the rise, because your favorite artist and your favorite rapper was on the rise, as well as the ones that's considered the underdog. I don't really know, or I don't really think about people that's just starting off as the game as an underdog. They a hustler just like I was a hustler. And the only difference between me and them is I'm a little bit further, because I network and grind it a little bit longer. And I can fall so quickly. Do not take for granted what God has installed in you, a talent, a skill, a gift. Do not take that for granted by getting up saying that you're doing this all by yourself. Yo, I'm on the grind. I'm making it happen. I'm a go-getter. That word, I, can kill your career and your business. Y'all definitely better know. I'm so happy to have read this story about Denise. because even with Denise, she was facing so many challenges. She decided that she wanted to start an African doll shop. And I'm pretty sure that's something that she loves dear to the heart. You know, she loved it dear to the heart, and that's what she wanted to do. And she had a dream to open up the store. But with all the adversities facing her, all the people hating on her, she tuned them out and tuned God in. And look what God did for her at the end of the day. Look at what the Lord gave her at the end of the day. He gave her a two-story building and a home. And now it's the home, her building is the home to the largest selling African doll company in Georgia. And on top of that, not only is this the largest selling African doll company in Georgia, it's the pride of the community. Take pride in what you do. It's so important. Take pride in the stores in your community, regardless if they look like, a lot of people go by the appearance of a store. But with you business owners, when somebody comes into your store, you know, a lot of times you get jaded because you don't see the sales coming. You got the rent to pay for the store and the light bill to pay for the store and the water bill, and things don't look like they looking up and you looking down. And your customers see that when they come into the store. They see that when you come into the store. Don't let your customers come in and you sitting by on the counter looking like what you want. So many times I have seen it. You know, you want to greet them, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, sister, brother, how you doing, what can I help you with? Do you know how far that'll go when you ask them somebody, how you doing, sister, brother, such and such, what can I help you with? And I know a lot of people be like, well, Ed, you know, I got a business in the hood or whatever the case may be. You got to be real cautious about people. But if your faith is stronger than your will, you ain't got to worry about nobody coming up in there robbing you. You ain't got to worry about nobody coming up in there and trying to take or steal anything out your store. Because first you covered your business with the blood of God. You covered your business with the blood of God all day long. You won't have to worry about nobody coming in and taking anything from you, because before you even got to that store, you said, God, cover my business. Cover me, Lord. And you didn't even ask them for nothing. You just said, thank you for me being here and participating in my life. Before you even got to the store, shouldn't you be thankful for you waking up that morning and being able to go to that store? Sometimes we take it for granted. I hear a lot of times when people say, oh, because I'm a black woman, and I'm getting tired of hearing this, and, you know, being that I have a voice, I need to speak on this. Oh, black people don't stick together, but the Puerto Ricans and the Mexicans and the Dominicans and the Spanish people, they all stick together. You know, and they the ones that got the mom and pop stores. They the ones with the clothing stores and, you know, all the restaurants or whatever the case may be. We can't have nothing because we don't stick together. See, what you say in that right there, what people say that right there, you already defeated us because the word don't. The word don't is a negative word. The word can't is a negative word. The words I don't know, they are negative. Take can't and try and don't out of your vocabulary and see how far you get. I'm pretty sure you'll get so much far, but it all boils down to putting God first. We getting this daily feeding because I need y'all to start to support your community. If your community is on the rough and is down in your neighborhood, everything is, start being a part of it. Stop pointing that finger. When you point your finger, it's always three fingers pointing back at you. Start spending your money within the community, y'all. And the places that you spend your money at, you want to talk to mommy or poppy or, you know, the girl in the African shop or whatever the case may be, y'all get together, somebody take a stand and say, let's have a networking event. Right here in our block, let's have block parties. Let's have a community networking party. Let's stretch it. This one idea. Let's do 10 blocks and go to, because on every block, it's a church, it's a poppy store. What can we say? Most likely, it's a liquor store, it's a hair braiding, it's a barber shop, it's a daycare, and schools. Get together, get you some flyers, and go around. And I promise, if you keep doing this every week and you keep reminding people, everybody want an opportunity to get on and get their business out there. Every business owner want a network to increase more money. And as a community, staying committed to the community, and that's what we're talking about this week, you have to stay committed to your community even when you think things are going down for you and it ain't looking like there's going to be any increase. You have to keep your focus and your faith on the Lord, y'all. Father God, I didn't make the sales that I wanted to make today, but I'm glad and I'm thankful that you got me here. Just be thankful where you got planted at for them particular hours in that day. Just be thankful for another day. Call in 347-850-1521. I definitely want to hear your opinions about the situation and, you know, as far as within your hood and your community. What's going on? 347-850-1521, because it's so important. It's so important that we promote and support one another. Even if somebody is starting, like I sell Mary Kay as well. If I introduce one of my girlfriends to Mary Kay, you know, I can introduce her and say, look, I want to give you a facial, whatever. I'm building my portfolio. I just want to do something nice for you in general. And she either, you know, I can let her see the products, try the products, and I can also introduce her to the opportunity to start her own business. Even if you don't want to jump on board and start a business with them or get down with them, that's fine. Buy something from them. That's it. Just buy something from them. Keep it real. Like, you know, I'm not looking to start a business of such and such right now, but I will support your business. That's what it's about. I will support your business. We need to do more encouraging and supporting each other, and it's so real. And for the business owners, you know, don't get an attitude when don't nobody want to jump on board with you, okay? Don't get an attitude and remove your own personal feelings about an individual in your circle or somebody that you know. Don't start getting attitudes. Don't nobody want to jump on. I don't get an attitude when somebody don't want to jump on with the Mary Kay business with me. It takes a very special woman to sell Mary Kay. It takes a giving and God-fearing woman to sell Mary Kay. We are in the business of enriching women's lives. We are in the business. I can offer a woman the opportunity to feel good about her skin and also offer her the opportunity to start her own business, either part-time or full-time, to get extra money into the house. We giving of ourselves. It's so important. And you can get more information on my website at www.marykay.com/Ebony Angel. Again, that's www.com/Ebony Angel. I'm not going to sit here and say that I didn't have no difficult times within my business, within my show. You know, I learned a lot from my Mary Kay business because for about 2 years, I've been in my business for 4 years now, but for about 2 years, I wasn't serious with my business and I didn't put God first in my business as well. And I continued to struggle. I was like, why I can't get good team members and why my sales ain't going up and why I ain't got the pink Cadillac and why I'm not a director? And it was so clear and inevitable, he always whispered in my ear, because you forgot about me. You forgot about me. I'm taking the back burner of all the things that you're doing. I'm here to help you. I created you. You are a tool. I created you to use you for my glory. But you can't hear me trying to help you because you're too busy being big-headed and being stubborn and being caught up in all the worldly things that you're doing. That you can't hear me trying to give you instructions and guide you into how we can make this more of a longevity and for it to help my people. See, I'm not just here to just help you. I'm here to make help my people be fruitful and help them to be able to have and be happy and have victory. See, a lot of times we forget about us. I mean, we forget about God, and we start putting ourselves in front of the whole situation. We leave God in the back burner. We get caught up in the kids and the hubby and the job and the cooking and the cleaning. Men, too. They get caught up in providing for the family, having the ego, their cars, the money, and forget about God. How did you get all of that stuff? I say that to myself. When I feel myself getting a little bit, you know, too cocky, I have to say, you know, how did I get all this stuff? And it pulled me all the way back to the Lord from the beginning, who created me, who created this whole situation that's going on. Why wouldn't you support the Lord when he supports you, even when you're doing dumb stuff, even when you're trying to do it your way? For all those people out there that has businesses and going to school and working and doing all the best that you can to be, you know, successful in what you're doing, you got to put God first because he's still standing. When you are getting your spiritual feeding on, I know some people probably going back to work, some people getting the kids off to school. I just want to say I thank you for just tuning in live with me. I thank you for listening in with me to get your spiritual feeding. It's so important, and I'm staying committed to the community. I want to give back to the community. And speaking of still standing with me, we're going to get into some music. Your girl, Monica, she's a God-fearing woman. We're going to get into the song, Still Standing. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's get it, y'all.
Mama always told me, baby, you got to walk by faith and not by sight. Real talk. You got to listen.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and I am still standing. I just have to say thank you for all those who are tuning in. Today is November the 10th, Wednesday, and we are getting our spiritual feeding on. I definitely want to go to the hotlines to open it up. I'm just so thankful to have Rock-A-Block. Can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, I can hear you.
What's going on, Rock-A-Block? I'm so thankful that you in the building this morning with me, getting our spiritual feed on. Amen.
How you doing?
I am doing so blessed today. You know what I was tweeting this morning? I said, you know what? This is the day that the Lord has made, and I feel fly in it. I'm feeling real fly this morning, man.
I know that.
Word up.
It includes control.
Yes, it includes control. You're so right about that. We talking about on today's show. I have read this story by Denise, who's talking about her job, and we talking about this week staying committed to the community, and you know how important it is for you to support the stores and the shops and whatnot in your community. And a lot of people be like, oh, you know, this my hood all messed up, my neighborhood all messed up, this and that, so forth. And, you know, we'll go all the way somewhere else and buy the same thing for a higher price rather than supporting our community stores, man.
I feel like if you support, they'll probably get up, you know, get all that money and then bounce on you anyway, you know. It's not like they're taking you with them, you feel me? I feel like if you know somebody personally, you go ahead and you support that person to a higher level. And that way, you know, if you're close friends with that person, they can take you along with them, you know, offer you a job maybe, or, you know, provide free stuff to you from whatever the store is. You know what I mean? And, you know, give back to you. You don't want to give, and then, you know, that person doesn't give back because then that's like, I mean, you don't always want to expect something back, but at the same time, you still want that person to do good for what you're giving. Feel me?
And you definitely right about that. I can understand what you said, saying when you saying Rock-A-Block, when you say it is a flip side to the coin. You don't want to be spending all your money with this particular store, and they only coming over here to get money and take it to another community. You know, they get all their money, they stack it, and then they bounce and go somewhere else to ain't nothing wrong with expanding, but you didn't support this store for years. Let's just say you know, a local meat market. You've been buying food, meat plants for them for as long as you know. The whole neighborhood go to them with their cash that they earn or with the food stamp cards. And then this meat market decides, well, you know what, now we want to go somewhere else because, you know, now we want to go somewhere fancier. There's nothing wrong with expanding, but don't forget about where, you know, the groundwork came from. And that really goes out to the business owner. If you own a business in your community, you know, before you decide to take that leap and go somewhere else, remember the community. And it all comes down to, I was saying, you know, before we came back from Monica Still Standing, that's a beautiful song that, you know, somebody in the community, everybody should take the time to say, let's have, you know how we had the block parties in the summer? Let's have a networking block party for all the businesses within a 10-20 block radius that we can come all to this one place and network your store. That's the community has to stay. We have to be in communication with each other. Rock-A-Block not going to know that I sell Mary Kay, or he's not going to know that I promote, or he's not going to know that I have a radio show, an online radio show, unless I come to him and say, look, this is what I'm doing, and I can offer this service to you, and in exchange, you can offer me this. I'll promote your business on my show if you put my flyers or my advertisement in your store.
That's right.
It's hand in hand. And that's what happens with a community. You start to build relationships, and it's sad that, you know, a lot of us have been going to these mom-and-pop Chinese stores, barbershops, hair salons, and, you know, and we live right around the corner. They in our neighborhood, and we only know them you know, as TT and Ray Ray and Nequa. Nequa, the girl right. that work at She Do My Hair. We don't have a personal relationship with them.
Right. No, Alizé Jenkins.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are still building up the same stuff. You know, a lot of barbershops are coming up, beauty salons. It's not a bad thing, but they all next to each other. You know what I mean? It's like we compete against each other, and it's a struggle because we're struggling to support one group at the same time. You know, you got to watch another group right next to it in the fall. And you don't want to see that all the time. You know what I mean? Well, not at all anyway. You know what I mean? Cause just like they got a liquor store almost on every corner in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We support that. You know, that's going to grow no matter what. But, you know, when it comes to black homes,
speak a little louder because I can't hear you.
Okay. You know, when it comes to black-owned stores, barbershops, and beauty salons or clothing stores, if it doesn't have a big name already when it first started, you know, some people won't go there. You know what I mean? Because there's no hype to the barbershop. There's no hype to the business. So it doesn't draw and attract anybody, you know what I mean? And then it ends up going out of business, you know, and trying to find out, you know, the business you've been supporting, you know, you can't support it no more. You end up not even wanting to use it no more because of something.
Well, you're right about that, you know, and I like what you said about, you know, how so many the same, they be competing on the same block. It'd be like five or six stores, and it'd be a braid
right,
shop, it'd
be
a hair
block.
Salon. And, you know, it's like it's survival of the fittest. It's like, you know, it's like crabs on a block. They pulling each other down. And another thing you said, like, with the hype, you know, if they not getting the hype, if everybody ain't talking to them and everybody ain't referring, then nobody want to go. But it's so important for you to put God first, just like Denise. We talked about Denise today. Denise was opening up she opened up an African down shop, and she was faced with some adversities in the beginning of her business, and sales was going down, but the bills was piling up, and people was telling her, like, you know, you should just go ahead and get a regular job. And but she tuned them haters, and she tuned that situation out, and she tuned God in. And at the end of the day, she was, God blessed her with a two-story building in the home to the largest she was the largest selling African down company in Georgia. And not only that, the community took pride in that store. They took pride in that store. You know, and that's what it's about. And for all the business owners, y'all need to holler at y'all local promoters. Don't shy away from getting promotion. And shout out to Future Guru 100. Y'all need to holler at the local promoters and promote yourself. If you on a strip where if you a braiding shop, there's a hair salon, there's a Jamaican restaurant or whatever the store that's on that block that you on, you want to be the one to go and say, look, let's have this networking event so we can have more people. We all on the same block. We right next door to each other. Let's do something and get together. All of us do 20-20-20. That's $100.
Yeah.
Holler at Diva Mary Kay at Diva Mary Kay on Twitter.com to get you some flyers. You know, because I can definitely get you a hookup and get you 1,000 flyers for about $60. You know, plan the event. Get in community with your neighbor. Those are your neighbors. Don't look at them as competition, even though they are. But once you start looking at them as neighbors, and pray for their businesses, y'all. Stop pulling each other down. So many times we have businesses and somebody next door to me. I don't hate on an Avon lady. I had a girl ask me that one time, like, oh, you know, you the Mary Kay lady, and you know, we got an Avon lady here, so it might be some drama. No, and I politely, you know, just de-escalated the situation and told her, no, it ain't gonna be no drama. I got love for Avon, my Avon sisters too. Mary Kay been in business for 46 years. Half the time it was 45 years. And Avon had been in business for 125 years. I let her know that I knew some of the history about Avon because I used to sell Avon too.
I'm never a hater.
You know, and that's what it's about. And the way that you, you know, when we're talking about this story today, the way that you can to stay committed to the community and don't let God take the back burner and realize what God has done for your career and for your business, when, you know, what you can do is you can walk or you can drive by your nearest they are everywhere, but find one business in your neighborhood that is succeeding and one on the brink of closing. Find one that's doing good in business and that's about to close. Approach each business and begin praying that God will be done and regardless to the business development in your community. What you want to do, you want to ask God to bless your neighbor with business that will profit not just the business owner, but the entire community.
Right.
You know, you want to pray that the Lord help you to become a vehicle for positive business growth and development in your neighborhood. That's what you want to do. You don't have to go in the store. You can. You know, if you bold and you really love God, you go in there and you ask for the owner and you say, know what, my name is such and such. I live in the neighborhood and I'm staying committed to the community. And I wanted to know, did you have a few minutes so me and you can sit in here and pray over the businesses on this block and all of the stuff that's going on? You know, I just wanted to make sure that you knew this, that I am praying for you, that I do believe in your business. It's so important. And they're going to look at you like, wow, this person don't even know me from a can of paint and came here to pray over my business. And we not showing no favoritism to the business that ain't doing something. I love Rock-A-Block, man. I love Rock-A-Block. He's been with me for years. Love that man. Love that man. Pray for that man. Even though he on the East Coast and I'm on the West Coast, I still pray for him. That's what it's about. You know, and we don't let, you know, we done been through so much that we realize that there is no room to put anything before God.
That's right.
No room. You got to put God first, family second, career third. And you want to do that within your community, y'all. We staying committed to the community by supporting those in our community and the businesses in the communities, and the businesses in this community support the community. When it's back to school, Valentine's Day, it don't even matter. It ain't got to be a holiday. Just pick something. Pick something and start an event out of it, because what you will start to see once you put God first, what you will start to see is that you're building a relationship with the community, and you know the parents, you know the elders, you know the kids around there, and they know you, and they appreciate you because they know that you got the best interest at hand for them and their families, because they the ones that support your business and make sure your bills get paid with their hard-earned money and their food stamps. Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. And when times get hard, business owners and communities, stay focused on God. Tune out the negativity and tune into God. I'm telling you, it's going to work. I definitely want, we got about 5 minutes left over the show, but I definitely want to pray over the whole situation. Dear Father, Father God, just thank you again for using me as a tool, Lord. You letting me use my voice and my intelligence and my wisdom for you, God, to do your will, Lord. Dear Father, you are the giver. You are the sustainer and the provider of life, Lord. Father God, thank you for what you have given me. Whether I have a few or whether I have many possessions, I have nothing if I don't have you, Lord. dear Lord, let me and everyone in my community to achieve an attitude of success and victory and to defeat thoughts of failure and defeat. Give us wisdom, Lord. Give us strength, Lord. When failure and defeat come, that we tune that out and tune you in, Lord. Father God, I pray over each and every community right now, each and every mom and pop store, every barber shop, every braiding shop, every Chinese store, every restaurant, every locksmith, every daycare, every school, every church, every clothing store, every shoe store, every beauty supply, every CD store. Even the stores that is booming right now and the stores that just had their grand open today and ain't sold a penny, Lord, nationwide all over the world and the places that I haven't even seen that the world and we don't even know exists yet, Lord, bless it. Lord, cover it with the blood. Cover it with the blood, Lord. Keep God first. God first, family second, career third. Cover it with the blood, Lord, because only you can work it out. We get the victory and we get the success when we put you in front of all things. And even as far as a personal relationship with your mate, Lord, with our mates, Lord, in our relationship, Lord, y'all remember to put God first because God will send you that good mate that's going to be there with you to support you in your business, to support your community, to stand by your side. I'm a witness. I'm a witness, Lord, and I thank you for my many, many blessings. Thank you for grace and mercy. Thank you for the grace that you give me every day for the things I don't deserve and the mercy for the things that you withholding that I'm not ready for yet. I thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. I just want to give a shout-out. We got about 2 minutes left in the show. I want to give a shout-out for everybody who called in today, everybody who's listening in right now. It's just so much of a victory to be able to be doing what I'm doing. I have to definitely give much deep love to Rock a Block for calling in and always supporting me and being my brother in Christ. Amen. He got his business rocking, too. It's coming real soon. He about to blast off, and I'm going to be so victified just to be sitting right there watching it blow.
I'm on the way to a meeting right now for that.
God will work it out because we all fall down, but we get up. I'm about to get out of here, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. Also, check out my blog spot at www.divaspot.blogspot.com and check out all the hot stuff I've got going on. Make sure you stay tuned tomorrow on the West Coast, 9 a.m., and on the East Coast, 12 p.m. for that spiritual feeding. We getting it in each and every day, staying committed to the community. I'm going to get into some music. Donnie McClurton, We Fall Down, But We Get Up. It's a beautiful song. And shout out to him. I love y'all. Peace.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh, yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But we couldn't stay there and got up. Say now,
we fall down,
over
but we get up.
Get back
we
up.
Fall down,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we get up.
Back up.
We fall down.
Oh my, my,
but we
my,
get
we get back up again.
For a thing is so
good. Oh, yes,
oh.
But we can't stay there.